Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right around now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and also in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. As you may know, the Whole Foods Plaza is being renovated right now through the summer, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open there with regular hours, all stocked up for back to school. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. Joined in the studio today by Victor Lewis, the one and only.
Yes, indeed. That's me.
As always for Kids Q. How are you?
I'm super excited. I'm a little disappointed in myself that I obeyed so quickly when you said, put your headphones on. I wish that I would have thought about that a little more because I never wear headphones in
here. I was actually really excited when that happened. Like, man, I got that power.
Yeah, right. You got that command voice.
The microphone makes a difference.
It does. It imbues so much authority. I'm here. I'm running the board. Put your headphones on.
All right. I wanted you to put your headphones on because before we get to the Kids Q question of the week, which we will do in a couple of minutes, earlier this week, so you know, because I'm sure you, like everyone else in Orange County, has been following the saga of the Orange County emu.
Oh, of course.
That
Eno.
Has been on the run. Eno the emu. Which,
that's,
by the way, Eno, thank you so much for friending me on Facebook the other day. Very much
nice.
Appreciated. I didn't even have to reach out to Eno. He friended me. So he's got internet access. I don't know what that says about his whereabouts.
I'm glad Eno's finding the time for himself.
Yes. I think, like, this is kind of like, you know, later on this month, we're going to see the movie Where'd You Go, Bernadette. I feel like this is that, but in real life. Like, you know what? I'm just sick of my life. I'm going to go out and explore.
Yeah.
And just have a good time.
Emu style.
So everyone is excited about the emu. They're tracking his whereabouts. I'm pretty sure no one actually wants this emu to be caught. No one wants the story to end. We're all rooting for the emu, right? Like, we're rooting for the emu
yes
to just
and no. I would
have
like,
a great life.
I would like for him to get caught, and it is a he, right? Do we know?
You know, I don't know. I actually don't know.
Well, either way.
They. Singular they. This works.
Truly.
Yeah.
I hope that they get caught before winter sets in.
Okay, that's fair. Yes.
Because this is not exactly the natural habitat of the majestic emu.
Okay, that's fair. So, like, find shelter for the winter.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form.
But I guess that's also its own heartwarming tale of a family that takes in a rogue emu into their home over Christmas time. Eno the Christmas Emu.
Oh, that is a Hallmark movie waiting
right.
to happen,
but
isn't
that's
it?
Much more fantasy than reality.
Maybe. But that is a Hallmark movie waiting to happen, right? Like every Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Starring Lori Loughlin. Maybe a different star this year. Maybe Cate Blanchett off of Bernadette. Okay, so the reason I brought this up is that everyone's talking about it, everyone's thinking about it, and people are now recording songs about it. And we got a tweet at us a couple of days ago from David Britt, who is a musician. He's recorded a bunch of stuff, but he sat down with his son, I think, Wright Britt. So this is David
Ooh,
and
wow.
Wright Britt, who sat down and recorded, and this is available on YouTube, a song called ABCDEMU. Which
Brits.
We cannot go the rest of the week without playing at least a portion of this song. So I want to share this with you right now.
I'm very excited to hear it. I hope that there's at least a little bit of auto-tune involved.
There's not, because they have amazing voices. Like,
ooh,
great
so
harmony
like
between...
It's
yes,
like folksy emu?
Here, this is it. This is ABCD Emu by David and Wright Britt.
It's like the ultimate game of hide and seek, where you laugh at us with your silly beak. It's like every day you're thinking of the next best way to play a joke. Showing up in backyards while people are grilling out, trying to steal a hot dog. We know what you're about. A, B, C, D, Emu, where are you? Jumping on the hood of cars, acting like a buffoon. Running like an outlaw since summer month of June. A, B, C, D, Emu, where are you?
And it goes on like that for, like, another verse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of stretched rhymes.
Right?
And they are inside
they are
of that.
Very much into Ooh. The stretch rhymes, yes.
Same. I like that a lot. Also, that that pitch up on Backyard was a work of art. Congratulations, Brits.
They got some great harmony going between the two of them. I love it.
I like that. I thought that was really cool.
So that's on YouTube. You can hear the rest of it there because I only played a portion of the song. There's more where that came from, and you can find it on YouTube. So I appreciate the Emu not just for living his best life, living their best life, but also for inspiring great art now.
Right.
So it's a good week.
I feel like I need an Emu painting commissioned by someone in Carrboro.
Okay, are you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is the reason for the season. Today is Kids Q question. Nothing to do with the Emu unless...
Emu's all the way down.
This may have something to do with you, but you're living your best life too. Imagine you had to give away everything in your bedroom except one thing. Which thing would you keep? And if you say Emu...
My secret is out. I'm the one who's adopted Eno.
I am harboring the Emu.
It's me. Our bird fugitive. man, I have a lot of really neat stuff in my room. I wish that I wasn't as materialistic as I am, but I enjoy stuff. And recently, I've tried to trim that stuff down. And off the top of my dome, and this is not something, if I went in there today and tried to pick what I wanted to keep, I'm sure it'd be a different decision.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But when you said that, when you said, what's the first thing you get to keep?
Yes.
I have a piece of paper, a Batman artwork signed by Kevin Conroy.
All
that
right.
Just says I am Batman at the bottom, and it's fantastic.
Wait, you have to go back for many of our listeners. Kevin Conroy is the voice of Batman in the animated series,
yeah.
Right?
And in other various animated incarnations, but I know
most notably Batman
the animated series,
right? Yeah,
Justice League, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Kevin Conroy is Batman for a lot of people, myself included.
Big time.
And he wrote that without even being asked. Just Kevin Conroy. Hey, Victor. I'm Batman. Absolutely, you are, Mr. Conroy. Thank you very much.
That's Mr. Batman.
That's Mr. Batman to you.
I am not Mr. Conroy. Awesome. I like that. So I've got what I have referred to for years as my life file, which is a whole bunch of just like random tchotchkes and souvenirs and memorabilia of things that I've picked up along the way. And it's all in like a big plastic box now. But that plastic box, and that would be the first and only thing that I would save if I had to give away everything in my house except one thing.
Mm.
But fortunately for me in this question, the life file is not in my bedroom. It's in another room.
Cheating death.
Away from the bedroom, so I can avoid using that answer. And I am going to say the only answer that makes sense, the only correct and perfect answer, the one that you were going to kick yourself for not saying.
Oh, no.
Brad.
Ooh, you see, Mr. Keck, we are a modern couple, and we have a master bedroom downstairs.
I'm getting husband points.
You are getting husband points. And I would like to clarify that we have a master bedroom downstairs, and my own personal bedroom / office is upstairs.
Okay,
and
all right.
The bedroom to which I am referring.
Okay, all right.
Also, I feel like that's assuming that Brad is there right
now.
He's
in the bedroom,
like, all the time, 24/7. That is the Brad zone.
Oh, God, I'm going to get home, and he's going to declare that room to be the Brad zone, and it's going to be my fault and partly yours.
I genuinely look forward to our Christmas party so that I can make a wood burning of Brad zone to hang over your headboard.
I don't know. We do White Elephant. Like, AJ's going to wind up with that.
Ew. Acting like Brad will not steal it at all costs.
I think AJ will also try to steal it at all costs.
And if AJ wants to declare himself the Brad zone, so is his God-given right.
Hey, if you're driving around or at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you.